562-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You carry an atmosphere. That's why we can't afford negativity in our mind, to govern our mind. We can't afford bad attitudes. All that dunamis you carry and you got a bad attitude. You know, we can't afford to walk around with a defeated attitude, a poverty mentality, a sad, you know, just beat down. No, here you are saved, full of the Holy Spirit. You better rise on up from there. Come on, you better pull yourself on up. We're in the midst of a warfare for the soul of a city and a nation and the nations of the world. Kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light. But darkness can't comprehend when we are in our place. The lights were put in the firmament to shine in the midst of the darkness, as the moon to give light in the midst of the darkness. So I want to encourage you to press in. Press into the local body. Find your place. Get shoulder to shoulder with your brother and sister. Become a voice. And I'm not talking about anything fleshly or carnal. Don't even allow people to get familiar with you. You know what I mean? Familiarity breeds contempt. It causes cliquish spirits. It causes stuff to get off the frequencies. We want to rid ourselves, and I think we're a mature enough body to be able to do that. To have a voice in this city, to have a voice, amen, that can cause eunuchs to gird up with strength. People that have lost their ministry, that have lost their purpose and destiny. Remember in Jehu's voice when he said, "Who's on my side?" That's all he said. But God had placed such a power in his voice, the eunuchs were quickened. They'd been raised in that palace. That's all they knew. But the moment they heard that voice, that sound. And so we got to be a sound. But you're not going to be a sound complaining three quarters of the day and then praying. You're not going to have a sound. Your sound, the devil going to say, "Jesus, we know. Apostle, we know. But who is you complaining all the time? You on our side." Right? So it's a discipline we must. And again, I like to walk that thin line because I hate with a passion religious spirits. And stuff that just tries to make you religious and pious and all that foolishness. But there is a discipline. See, that's something that's missing from the church a lot of times. We think, okay, we're free. Whom Christ has made free is free indeed. Yeah, but if you're a soldier too, you got to be disciplined. There are some disciplines. There are some things, you know, the world, even science in the world, they operate by principles. And they find stuff out, even if they don't know it. They'll search it out, and they'll stick to their principles. But the church will throw principle to the wind. Talk about freedom. That ain't freedom. That's bondage. Amen. Say amen in the back. Amen. It's not freedom. It's bondage. We must be, and you know, that's true freedom. Actually, Paul said, "I'm Christ's prisoner," but then he said, "I'm his free man." Chew on that a moment. Until you become a prisoner, you never are really free. Amen. Let me say it again. Don't make a whole lot of sense to this, but it'll hit your spirit. Your spirit will understand it. Until you are a prisoner of Christ, you're not truly free. Amen. When you become his prisoner, then you are free. So our enemy thinks to change times and laws. but the stars that are shining, they regulate the times. So no matter what's going on, no matter what the plots are, no matter what the schemes are, no matter what the, you know, what's underlying, what's being done in the dark, the lights, the stars regulate the seasons. Anything can be happening here on earth, but the stars are going to determine what time it is. So the stars got to be shining. Amen. They that know their Lord shall shine like the stars of the firmament, regulating times. Amen. And not being dictated to by the times. Stars regulate the seasons like a clock. I'm telling you, we're coming upon something in the years to come, and it started. I mean, it's becoming very, very, in a good way, it's becoming very, very intense. God's going to require of you, you know, that angel of the Lord is going to stay with you to keep you on point. Not to harm you, but to keep you on point. When you don't know the way, to show you the way. When you feel like giving up, to keep you going. Inspire you, encourage you, strengthen you, protect you, show you things to keep you, amen, encouraged. Angels. Now, we're living in a time, and I want to talk a little bit about alignment. We're living in a time of restructure. Restructuring. Don't be afraid. I was sharing with a couple of pastors today. I remember being in Haiti. I was in St. Mark at Pastor Lucian's church. At the time, I think they've gotten the roof on now, but there was no roof. They had a lot of torn up, you know, windblown stuff, you know, and it rained the night I was supposed to preach. I mean, it rained so much, it was water that was in the place that was above your ankles. I mean, I don't know how, it had to be a miracle of God, because the equipment they had was not underwater, but there was about 3 inches of water around all of that. I'm thinking somebody gets shocked, electrocuted, and the place was filled up. Wasn't no standing room in there. And I felt such an oppression. I said, my God. I said, Lord, all this water in here, you know, it's, you know, it's not atmosphere you want to preach in. I said, well, what can I do here? You know, I mean, it was like, you know, like you feel like this is, you know what the Lord told me to do? He said, have everybody stand up and have everybody move from where they are to another seat. That's simply what he told me. And when the interpreter told him that, everybody kind of looked, and then a few of the younger people, you know, laughed at that, but everybody started moving. As they were moving, the spirit that was oppressing the service moved out. Everybody was free, everybody was like, you know, what next? But it was a restructuring of something. Nothing wrong with sitting in the same seats. Me and Pastor sit in the same seats, so I can't talk about y'all. But whenever I come in here, I'm Sister Wells, then I'm going to talk about you, because I can look at the seat and say, oh, Sister So-and-so ain't here tonight, huh? Creatures of habit. Nothing wrong with that until we take it to another level and we start to put God in that box. And so there's going to come a lot of restructuring, alignment, restructure, the restructure of ministries. What your ministry, reevaluate. What are you called to? What are your giftings? Well, what I see God doing, God's creating a new wineskin, because it's new wine. Because if we attempt to put the new wine in the old, it won't hold it. It'll burst it. It won't contain it, and we'll lose the move, the momentum. So, ministries, reevaluate your family, your family life. You know, check it. What if there's something wrong, check it. How do I write this? How do I correct this? How do I deal with it? You know, it may not happen overnight, but start restructuring, realigning it. It's important that we come into alignment. We are not perfect. I probably the least out of us, but we're not perfect. But we can sure line up. We can sure give our best. we can sure, you know, allow God to begin to move through us because we've gotten in alignment. All right? So our ministries, our families, the church, even your business. You know, we're next door to crazy if we keep doing stuff and it ain't working and we're trying to get it to work and we're doing it over and over and over and it ain't working. Come on, don't be afraid. Tell somebody right now, don't be afraid. It's time to move. It's time to move forward. It's time to increase. It's time to take that chance. It's time to trust God. Get me Jeremiah chapter 17. We talk about trust. The Lord says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm and whose heart departs from the Lord. Do you know you and Jesus are the majority? Come on. Me and God are the majority. You and God are the majority in your situation. We don't trust in the arm of flesh. People are trusting in their money. Wrong place to put your trust. They're trusting in their gift. Wrong place to put your trust. They're trusting in others that are more knowledgeable or that can promote them or that are over them. Wrong place to put your trust. Amen. Trusting in people that they feel are stronger than them. Wrong place to put your trust. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Right where you are. Trust Him. Stop looking at everybody else and trust Him. Amen. We need people in their place that can trust God. That can not just get a prayer through, but that believe God, that can trust God, that can obey God, that believe God for resources. That know God can make something out of nothing. We're not always looking to the other places. Now, I know there are times we need to, but I'm saying there's times where we just need to put our foot down. And trust God. Get that back up for me. Trust in the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm. Why? His heart has departed from the Lord. I'm not talking about needing help here and there. I'm talking about somebody that's always, they put their trust in their job. No, God is restructuring some stuff. He's got to restructure our mindsets for this new wine because it's got to be a new wineskin. Get it back up there. Okay. Cursed, that word really means to be spellbound, to be bound up by it, limited. We limit God when we put our trust in the arm of flesh and our heart departs from the Lord. Now understand me here. Sometimes your blessing comes through someone else. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those that put their trust in flesh. Their trust in man, their trust in their job, their trust in their money. We don't trust that. Money makes itself wings. Amen. We must be in that place where if God spoke an amount to you to give, it wouldn't rock your world.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.